Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today's episode is about another shark species, the great hammerhead, Sphyrna macaron. There's quite some weird and also wrongful information out there about this incredible hammerhead, and pretty much every behavioral aspect of this species is incorrect. But let's first look at its trail name, the great hammerhead. Although great clearly refers to its size, these things can grow to about 20 feet or 6 meters. Whenever I hear the great this or that, then I'm assuming there must also be a lesser of this or that, right? So there should be actually a lesser hammerhead, right? But of course there's none. I know I'm confusing everyone, but using words like great, small, and so on in trivial shark names or species name doesn't really have to be sharks, should be avoided. And that's pretty much the same with the great hammerhead. We could rename that thing and just give it a name like we gave to the for example, the Mako. The great hammerhead is called Sphyrna macaron. Why not just call it macaron? I think that's has a ring to it. By the way, Sphyrna means hammer. Anyway, so much for its trivial name. So let's talk about this shark for a bit. Most of the time I see them over in the Bahamas, where they are still quite common despite their overfished status. I have also seen them over in Tahiti and other places, but the Bahamas is, in my opinion, the best place to watch them. I just mentioned they are overfished, right? Yeah, they are, and are currently on the IUCN's red list with the status of endangered, which represents a threatened status. So if we keep fishing them sooner than later, they'll be gone. That overfish is not surprising, since most or even all large shark species have been overfished or even fished out in some areas. Macarons, great hammerhead, is a large species. If you have never seen one, then I can promise you that you will be in for a treat. If you ever get the chance to dive with one of them, I guarantee you, you won't be able to close your mouth anymore. Even the ones that are quote-unquote just 4 meters in length are mind-boggling. And they're not scared of dealing with tigers or bull sharks, despite their larger, their rather small mouth. The mouth is indeed considerably small, and so are the teeth compared to the ones of bull sharks or tiger sharks of the same size. Of course, bull sharks hardly grow beyond 3.5 meters, so 4 meters is really a stretch. But the largest bull shark ever caught was actually indeed 4 meters, and that was one massive puppy. Anyway, I've seen macarons push tigers out of the way as if the tigers were small reef sharks. The same happened with bull sharks. Speaking of macarons and tigers, you know what really interests me when I see two different species that aren't really close related, like the great hammerhead macaron and the tiger shark? How do or can they communicate? I mean, a tiger shark knows what a macaron is and vice versa, but can they actually communicate with each other besides understanding each other's proportion, thus communicate, let's say, visually? I assume that most folks agree that sharks can judge sizes or differences between themselves and another shark. So my question then is, how? How do they do that? How can a shark understand its own size and then compare it with another shark? Is a shark really able to value its size in some way and get a more or less accurate reading from that one? I don't know. Granted, some species can see 360 degrees, but even so, it's still hard to actually know what overall size it has. I'm not sure, or better said, I'm totally unsure how a shark should or would do that. But that is part of another podcast. So, there's this large shark. Now what? Well, it is, as with all the other large sharks, if it approaches you, remain still, don't move, and let the animal come close or closer. What you will realize very, very quickly is that it's not easy to look in their eyes. Hammerhead eyes are really very distinct, and of course, the position of these eyes is completely different. I feel for me it's totally weird, and I always have a hard time to get a good eye contact with that species. And there's something else when it comes to their eyes. Remember nictitating membranes, the membranes they pull over their eyes for protect them? Yes, okay. Normally a great shark does that by moving the lid from bottom to top. straight up. When it comes to McCarron's, it goes from right lower corner to top left corner, but it doesn't really happen that often when they are close, so you chances are you won't even see it, but if you happen to feed one or you see one is feeding, then of course you can see it quite easily. So, we are interacting with one, and so what's unusual, what's going on? Of course, the whole encounter is memorable, but what stands out, really, what really stands out is the speed these creatures have, and of course, how they turn. Mind you, they are large, and even when they swim slowly, seemingly slowly, they are really fast, because they're so big. And more importantly, they can turn quicker than any other shark species I've seen so far. And this is amazing. I mean, there's this 4-meter shark, and in the blink of an eye, actually, it can turn around and come right back. The reason why they can do it is simple. Their huge hammer is like a steering platform that is turned into the current and the resistance, or into the motion, and the resistance does the rest. You know, there is so much to tell about McCarron's besides interacting with them that I don't really know what else, where to start. One thing on this intro is very, very unusual. And, well, they have been labeled as being dangerous. If you get into our database and type in Great Hammerhead, you won't hardly get any hits. Speaking of which, are you aware of my website from the Shark Accident Victim Network? On there, I have the largest freely searchable databases on incidents. Check it out at www.sharkvictimnetwork.org or just go to the Let's Talk Shark website and follow the link, okay? One part of their biology that I find truly fascinating is their preference to stingrays. Yep, the ones with the large spine at the base of their tails. McCarron's love these things, but get nailed more often than not. There have been hammerheads with a 2-digit number of barbs through their gills and adjacent areas. Unbelievable. You may ask, how can that happen? Well, there's one observation where McCarron's uses its hammer to pin down a stingray, and as soon as the stingray tries to swim off, the hammerhead bites down parts of stingray's fin until it can't swim anymore. So during that process, chances are, when the hammerhead is not really aiming correctly, that the tail actually hits the shark and one of these barbs then penetrates the head area or, again, the gill area. But great hammerheads do not just like stingrays, they also chase eagle rays. I've never seen the actual happening when a hammerhead chases the eagle ray, but I've seen that eagle rays with clear bite patterns of McCarron's, since the shape of their teeth are easily identifiable. So what about the stories of this lonely hunter out there, the rock shark? I remember when I lived in Bimini in the early 90s, there was a shark called Harbor Master, and that supposedly was a massive hammerhead shark. So wherever you go, I'm pretty sure there is this rock shark. Maybe it exists, maybe it doesn't. Well, if it comes to hammerheads, great hammerheads, McCarron's, yeah, some of them are these lonely swimming or single swimming animals. I've seen single ones cruising out there, and they were always very large specimen. The largest one I've ever seen was about 5 meters in length, and believe me, when a thing like that shows up, it's just incredible. But you know, we just don't know enough why often large sharks, be McCarron's, whites, or tigers, swim not with others, but on their own. I don't know. So that's one of these mysteries that I really try to solve. But it remains a fact. It sure looks impressive when a great hammerhead, a McCarron, approaches on its own. If you wonder now where to go and look for these magnificent creatures, then come over to the Bahamas, okay? But especially during the winter months, then we can pretty much guarantee them. I prefer the Dolphin Dream out of West Palm Beach. If you like more information, just drop me a note. Okay? That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, especially a hammerhead, a McCarron, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.